Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Liz Carolla of Green Market. Liz, where are we heading today?
Hey, Aaron. Today we're going to hop on the B and D trains and head over to our Poe Park Market, which is located at the 192nd Street and Grand Concourse in the Bronx. This market opened in 1987 inside the park and has now moved to an adjacent street and encompasses the entire city block with farmers flanking both sides of the road. So a really sizable, nice, it's a Tuesday market. This is one of the markets where you have to elbow your way to the tomatoes and peppers. The crowds come early and run about five deep around each stand. The surrounding area has very little in the way of fresh fruits and vegetables, so this market serves the community in a big way and reigns as our busiest market for EBT and food stamps. We have the Department of Health, their Stellar Markets program there. They host nutrition education classes and cooking demos for kids and adults. So there's always a crowd watching those and waiting to receive a free health buck, which they get for participating in the workshops. And the health buck is, of course, a $2 coupon to spend only on fruits and vegetables. So they hand those out at market all day. And customers, don't forget to bring your food scraps because we also have compost collection there.
Nice. Well, so what farmers or products should we be on the lookout for?
Yeah, this market has tons of very affordable, locally grown fruits and vegetables piled very high. So just a real feast for the eyes also. A couple of our immigrant producers sell at this market, so there's a beautiful array of ethnic specialty varieties of herbs, squash blossoms, peppers, greens. Also, Muddy River Farm and RNG Farm, both from Orange County and known for really nice, affordable, and sizable veg. Also, Muddy River is one of our only growers that has artichokes, so I would say look for those. And along with those items, you can find orchard fruit from the Hudson Valley and honey.
Nice. Well, if I'm making the trip up to the Bronx, what else should we leave room on the itinerary for?
Yeah, if you're at the Poe Park Market, you don't have to travel very far to get some tasty bites. So what began years ago is one lady pushing a cart through the market selling $1 tamales has grown into a full-blown food cart market directly behind where the farmers are selling. So they have tamales of every sort, although I do believe they've gone up to $1.50, so a little inflation there, definitely still worth it, as well as tostadas, horchata, churros, a range of other cheap and very delicious eats. It's not hard in our office if you're planning on going to visit the Poe Park Market to get about 10 people to go along with you. So much good food. After that, I would say to wander into Poe Park, where you can see the home of Edgar Allan Poe, where he lived for 1 year in 1846, and it still exists in the park that now carries his namesake. So I don't think a lot of people realize that Poe Park is actually named after Edgar Allan Poe. It's pretty cool. And the market is also a short drive away from the Botanical Garden, and we also host a Wednesday market there and the Bronx Zoo. So if you're up for some adventure, you can head over there too.
Wow, no shortage of things to do.
Oh yeah, the Bronx is full of fun stuff.
Well, what else is happening in the Green Market scene? What should we keep in our calendar clear for?
Yeah, late August. I think people are coming back from vacation soon. The markets are full of all kinds of great produce and lots of summer activities. So at market-wide, we have salsa parties, corn festivals. I know our Blake blender is making rounds, cranking out smoothies for all the market goers. And our individual market web pages have all that info. Next week, we're doing the Cayuga Pure Organics barn raising at the Brooklyn Kitchen. So we have Gramercy Tavern there cranking out a bunch of small tastes and good dishes made with a lot of Cayuga grains. It's only $75. All the money goes back to Cayuga Pure Organics to towards the building of their barn after it burned down. So I would encourage people to go to the Brooklyn Kitchen website and get a ticket and come hang out with us next Thursday. And then on September 8th, which is a Monday, we'll be hosting a back-to-school event at the Union Square Market. We'll have kids cooking demos, giveaways, tips on how to make a healthy lunch with ingredients from the markets, all kinds of family activities. And the event is, of course, free and open to the public like all of our events. So we look forward to seeing a lot of families and kids there. We also have a big roster of fall events coming up, our Educated Eater panel series, which we host every fall, Food Day and the Big Apple Crunch, and hopefully a couple more night markets. So
Nice.
More details coming with those, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Liz, thank you so much for taking some time out and giving us a little window to the Bronx, and lots of great events. So hopefully we'll see you out and about over the course of the next week or two.
Perfect. Thanks, Erin.
For folks who want to find out more, definitely check out the website, www.grownyc.org/ourmarkets. There you can find info on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and more that's happening each week in your local green market. Also, stay up to date in the moment by checking them out on their various social media streams, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever cuts your fancy, you'll find them there. Thanks so much for tuning in. And of course, keep your calendar clear for next Thursday and another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.